The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Chance here for Lincoln Christian. They set middle. Liesmeyer off the block. Great dig in the back row by Flaherty. Returned by Benton. Set to the outside. Humphrey off the block. Again Flaherty with the dig. Set to the outside. Morvick tips it over. Dug out. Taylor returns. It's on Central Catholic side. Match point. Here's Morvick. She'll drive it across and down.
Today, it's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular with Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic, and the defending C2 state champion, Hastings St. Cecilia. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
This time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
When the volleyball rankings came out for the start of the season, Grand Island Central Catholic was number 5 in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia is number 2 in C2, and Lincoln Christian is looking to return to the top 10. It's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School for the opening night of the 2014 high school season. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, and Jeff Babel, ready to bring you the second of three matches. And at Trianglers, that's always the two visiting teams. So it's defending C2 state champion Hastings St. Cecilia, who went 26-8 last year, taking on the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, who last year were 24-6. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. In our first match tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic fell behind in both sets to Lincoln Christian, but went roaring back to win it in straight sets. Took them a little longer in the first set of the season. They won it 25-18, where they were down 16-14. They were down 6-4 early in the second set, but then Central Catholic was able to get enough kills and watch Lincoln Christian make a handful of errors to win it 25-11. So now Lincoln Christian and Hastings St. Cecilia. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Lincoln Christian, they'll stay the same as they were in the opening match. Starting at their service rotation is number 21, the 5'8 junior center, McKenna McGurr, followed by number 11, 5'9 junior, Sierra Lehman. Number 20, 5'10 junior, is Abby Powell. Number 1, 5'8 sophomore, Ashlyn Power. She led the team with 6 kills in the first match. Number 12 is a 5'10 freshman, Avery Dolliver. And number 23 is a 6-foot junior, Mary Claire Johnson. The libero for Lincoln Christian is number 26, a 5'3 senior, Deanna Adonacio. The head coach at Lincoln Christian is Vicky Power, assisted by Jordan Sauer and Steph Ailes. Christian now 0-1 after dropping the match to Central Catholic. The season opener for St. Cecilia, a lot of familiar faces. Morgan Nicola, really the big name, the All-Stater that graduated, but a lot of kids back, 5 seniors on the team, still a good handful of juniors, and maybe even mix in a sophomore or two. Serving first, number 2, 5'9 senior Claire Hamburger, followed by number 1, 5'3 junior Chandra Farmer, number 10, 5'8 senior Josie Prevent, number 5, a 5'8 senior Carly Wright, number 9, 5'8 junior, Lil Sheehy. And number 7, a 5'4 senior, Dana Rundle. No libero to start tonight in the first match for Hastings St. Cecilia. Coached by Alan Van Kira, assisted by Rob Cover and Tara Jones. They're ranked number 1 in the Omaha World Herald, number 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star behind Freeman. They are the defending state champions in Class C2. And Alan Van Kira, if he gets the win here, it would be career win number 800. Earlier tonight, Sharon Zavala got career win number 897. Unbelievable, as we have nearly 1,700 wins between the two tonight. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more in a moment.
NewTek Seed is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Give a NewTek Seed pregame show. NewTek Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a NewTek Seed dealer near you. All the Hastings schools are in action tonight. Hastings High is at McCook. Adams Central has a triangular with Gibbon and Ravenna that they are competing in. Kearney is at Holdridge for a duel. Kearney Catholic is at Arcadia Loop City. Grand Island Senior High is at a triangular in Fremont with Lincoln High. Northwest not playing this evening. They will open up tomorrow at the Beatrice Tournament. So that's some of the action. Other Trianglers are at Alma, Ansley, Litchfield, Arapahoe, Elm Creek, Exeter, Milligan, also in Loomis, also at Wilcox, Hildreth, and Wood River tonight, where Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill, both preseason state rated, are battling perennial power in Wood River. We'll take a break and get our second match of the evening underway. Lincoln Christian, Hastings, St. Cecilia, right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and on the web at flatriverpreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Ready to get our second match underway. St. Cecilia will serve it away. It's Claire Hamburger, and here we go. Lincoln Christian goes to the middle, and the attack will be driven across. Picked up. St. Cecilia goes to the outside with Chandra Farmer. Good rally here on the first point. Block at the net. Picked up by Lincoln Christian again. Set is made. Standing spike driven off the double block. Lincoln Christian will get the first point of the match. Sierra Lehman able to get that one to fall to the floor. Lincoln Christian jumped out to the lead in both sets against Central Catholic, but could not hold on to them. Don't forget, UNK football team opens the season tonight, 7 o'clock at Northwest Missouri State. Here's the toss and the left-handed serve into the net for McKenna McGurr. And St. Cecilia gets their first point of the season on a service error. Back to serve it away, Chandra Farmer. She'll slap it down the middle. Picked up by Adonacio, the libero, left to Power. Power goes down the line, and Ashland will have her first kill. So Lincoln Christian back on top, 2-1. May take just a few points here for St. Cecilia to knock the rust off. It is opening night. And back to serve it away, Lincoln Christian. And across it goes from Sierra Lehman. Stays in the back middle. To the outside goes St. Cecilia, driving it home for the first kill of the year is Lil Sheehy. Sheehy makes it 2-2. And back over to St. Cecilia. Both teams wearing the blue uniform. It's kind of a dark black numeral for St. Cecilia. A white with the blue trim, red trim for Lincoln Christian. Checking in for St. Cecilia will be Lucy Skoke, 6-foot sophomore. She is the tallest player on the team. Serving across by Josie Pervette. Quick set in the middle and the attack by Power into the net. Don't think she was anticipating the short set. And St. Cecilia will grab the lead at 3-2. Pravett to serve it away again. Josie into the net. And Lincoln Christian tied at 3-3. Right back in, Mary Claire Johnson will check in. And back to serve it away. Serve it away, Adonasio. The senior with the serve. Fires it cross court. Dug out in the back row by Tammy Wynn to the outside. The attack driven over by Lil Sheehy, and Sheehy will pick up her second kill. St. Cecilia 4, Lincoln Christian 3. And back to serve it away will be Carly Wright, the 5'8 senior. No runs yet from the service line early in game one. Right down the middle it goes to Ward, and the pass is off the mark, and it's an ace serve. So ace serve number one of this match, Carly Wright will register that, 5-3, Hawkettes. Right in the middle of the service area, drives it across on the serve to Dolliver. Set, nobody really gets it, so it'll be pushed across out of the back row by Ward. Free ball attack here for St. Cecilia. Sheehy dug out Adonasio. And pass back over, another free ball here. Wynn with the dig, set to the middle. The attack going to be taken over softly by Tino. Here comes Lincoln Christian right side, and it's driven into the back corner by Power for the kill. It's 5-4. Lincoln Christian trails by one with a chance to tie it. Power has been very solid so far here in the first night of action. Her mini jump serve is picked up back middle by Farmer, stays in the back row, and it'll be punched across there by Claire Hamburger. Dig is made by Ward. And again, it's passed into the back row. Passing has deteriorated a little bit here for Christian throughout the night. Outside attack by Sheehy. Dug out. Lincoln Christian goes to Power. From the right side, she'll get another kill. Third for Ashland. And the long rally, 5-5. Power's also serving. That was a back row attack. NFL Seattle hosting Green Bay starting the season tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Jump serves across, set by Carly Wright. Here comes a big swing on the outside, into the net for Claire Hamburger. And it'll be a point for Lincoln Christian. So three in a row, and they regain the lead at 6-5. Power looking for three in a row. Floats that one across. Nifty serve. It's an ace. Boy, you can't place him any better than that. Hamburger thought she had the line guarded, but Power was able to find a beauty. And it goes off her arm and into the crowd. A serve, Lincoln Christian, 7-5. Power serves. This one goes to the other corner to Lil Sheehy. Pass to the back row. Standing spike across Hamburger. Lincoln Christian sets to the outside. Here's the attack off the net by Dolliver, and it's good enough. Dolliver with her first kill. Fifth kill for Lincoln Christian. They've scored five in a row to take an 8-5 lead with their leading attacker, Power, in the back row serving. And we have a foot fault, I believe. There is a violation on the serve that will give the point to Hastings St. Cecilia. And Sheehy to serve it away. Tries to get some topspin on it. Didn't do a whole lot. Picked up by Ward. Set right side. The attack, Dolliver. Dug out. Pass outside. Here's Hamburger. She's blocked. Good dig. Pass it back across. Lincoln Christian set up by McGurr. Short set. Johnson into the net. Point. Lincoln Christian with the air. St. Cecilia cuts it to 8-7. And the serve away for Lil Sheehy. Trying to tie it up here. And she'll be out of bounds. Service error number two here for St. Cecilia. And Lincoln Christian, just like the first two games against Grand Island Central Catholic, maintaining an early lead. Avery Dolliver to serve. Sierra Lehman back into the front row for Coach Power. Serve across, dig Farmer. Set back to Shannon on the outside. She's blocked up front by Johnson. Saved by St. Cecilia and punched over by Hamburger. They struggle to get a good swing on it. It's punched across from the back row. Quick set back over by St. Cecilia. Picked up by Power. Chased down the back row by McGurr. Swing taken there by Dolliver. Dug out Sheehy. Set to the outside. Hamburger over the double block. Long rally going here. Lincoln Christian back row. Power rolls it over the single block and another kill. Ashland Power, very dangerous right now in the back row. She picked up 4 points on the serve. She's picked up a couple of kills from there. And it's 10-7 Lincoln Christian with Avery Dolliver to serve it up. And Dolliver's serve goes into the net. Side out St. Cecilia. And back in Josie Prevett. Tammy Wynn will check out. A couple of rotation changes for Coach Alan Van Cura. Looking for career win number 800. Serve across by Lucy's coat, and a missed pass there by Lincoln Christian. Can't get the ball across. St. Cecilia gets a gift, 10-9. And Skoke to serve. The sophomore just dropped it across for an ace, 10-10. Beautiful serve there by Lucy Skoke. Barely got out of the basketball center circle. That's how straight up and down it was. That one's a lot easier to handle by Adonacio, set to the right side. Johnson, but then it's passed back out of bounds by St. Cecilia. Kill for Johnson of Lincoln Christian. And the Crusaders will not give up the lead as of yet. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Dana Rundle, she'll play the back row. Started there. And Johnson to serve for Lincoln Christian. A little floater across. Picked up there by Sheehy. Set to the outside. The attack by Prevett is going to be good enough for a St. Cecilia point. 11-11. Prevett with her first kill. That's just the third kill of the match. A couple of ace serves to go along with it. And Hastings St. Cecilia finds themselves tied at 11. Serve across by Hamburger. We begin our second rotation. Here's Power off balance and cuts it wide out of bounds. And St. Cecilia grabs the lead back here at 12-11. Opening match tonight, Central Catholic swept Lincoln Christian 25-18, 25-11. And the serve just droops across, dug out there by Dolliver, and it'll be punched across out of the back row. Up there by Wright, set to the outside for Farmer. Her attack is a good dig and pass, just dumped over there by the setter, McGurr. Back to Farmer, comes near side, Power got a hand on it, struggling for Christian. Will they get it back? They do, but it's out of bounds. Point, St. Cecilia. Just a little bump there at the last moment. And now St. Cecilia has scored six of the last seven to take a 13-11 lead. And Hamburger serve. Picked up by Adonacio. Middle attack will be tipped across there by Powell. Short set. They're going to slide it right side. And it is deep for Wright. Point Lincoln Christian. Midway through game number one, 13-12. Hastings St. Cecilia from the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good topspin serve that time by McGurr. Dug out. The attack is into the net for St. Cecilia and Wright. Or excuse me, Sheehy, I believe. And it's 13-all. McGurr serves for the lead. Set by Hamburger. Attack into the net. Will they get four hits? No, they're going to say it was tipped. Coach Power of Lincoln Christian said it was four hits, but not going to get the call. Ball still alive. Power on the attack. Nice dig back row. Hamburger set outside Farmer. She goes far wing and got the kill. Chandra Farmer with her first kill from the left corner. Front left on the opposite side was wide open. She found it. 14-13 St. Cecilia. And now Farmer rotates back to serve it away. Takes a little run and pops it across. Hit the net, and it falls over for an ace. And the benefit of hitting the tape that time, the third ace serve here in the opening game for St. Cecilia. And it is 15-13. Second serve. That just got over. Overpass right back to St. Cecilia in the front row. They scramble to get it to right. Right with a big swing down and good. Got on top of that one and drove it down. And a timeout will be called here by Lincoln Christian. So once again, St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic have fallen behind to Lincoln Christian, but have found a way to get back after it. So Coach Power now trying to find a way to get that momentum going again. 16-13 game one, St. Cecilia. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And Chandra Farmer back to the service line for St. Cecilia after the Lincoln Christian timeout. 16-13 now. St. Cecilia, their biggest lead of the first set. Serves across. Set is off. Power backs up. Punches it over. St. Cecilia with the dig. Outside, they'll go to Sheehy. Her attack is not going to get over the net. At a point for Lincoln Christian, who had been up 10-7, saw St. Cecilia go on a 9-3 run. Now a 9-4 run after the point registered. 16-14 St. Cecilia in the opening set. To serve it away for Christian will be Lehman, and she just got the line. Went down the near line, her right, And both of the St. Cecilia players looked as if it was going to go out, and it just caught the tape in front of the lines judge. And that will be the second ace serve here. And now in to serve it away will be Molly Shepherd. They're going to give her a chance. Set to the outside, and she drops it across. Good dig that time by Dolliver. Passed across. Farmer with the dig. Short set middle. The attack driven over, and a net violation by Lincoln Christian. They dug it, but were in the net. And the point comes back over to Hastings St. Cecilia, leading it 17-15. And we will see a little discussion here at the table. Make sure all the subs are set. And back to serve it away is Prevett. Picked up a point on serve earlier in this game. 17-15. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. At FlatRiverPreps.com, Precious Ward in the back row for Christian. Digs the serve. Power on the right side. Finishes the point. Fifth kill here in the opening game for Ashland Power. Trying to keep Lincoln Christian close after they had an early three-point lead. Now trail by one. And back in Tammy Wynn, back row defensive specialist, a five-foot senior for the Hawkettes. Adonacio to serve it away. Clip the net. That's enough to throw it off for an ace. Adonacio had one ace against Central Catholic. Gets one here to tie things at 17. And Lincoln Christian has scored four of the last five. Second serve here for Adonacio. This one a little deeper, and it's too deep. So the ace is negated by the service error, and St. Cecilia remains up one by a score of 18-17. Charlie Wright now to serve it away for the Hawkettes. Slaps it across to Dolliver. Pass close to the net. The set is off the mark, so it'll just be flicked over by Power. Short set middle. St. Cecilia fires it across Skoke. It's overpassed right back to the Hawkettes. This time they'll go to the outside, and another attack error. 18-18. So the outsides haven't necessarily been kind. St. Cecilia's hitting percentage and attack percentage is negative right now. 18-18, and Power to serve. It's that little lunge at it, takes it across to Sheehy to the outside. The attack over by Hamburger. Nice dig. Back row Power takes it off the block of Skoke. It's dug out and returned by Carly Wright. Lincoln Christian sets to the left side. Driven over and down the middle for the point, Avery Dolliver. And the Crusaders regain the lead, 19-18. It looked like when St. Cecilia went on the big run, took a 16-13 lead, that might be all she wrote for Lincoln Christian, but they have found a way to battle back. They weren't able to do that against Central Catholic after losing the lead. This serve stays in the back row, passed across Hamburger, free ball here, Christian. Set is made, McGurr, slide right side, Johnson. Dug out by Wynn, dumped over by St. Cecilia. The dig made by Ward, overpassed. Whose side of the net did it fall on? It's going to fall on the side of Lincoln Christian, and that is a point for St. Cecilia. We'll give that to Claire Hamburger, and it is 19-all. And to serve it away, Lil Sheehy. Her serve is across to Ward. Set back row Power. Takes it off the single block. Good dig out there by Wright. Outside attack Hamburger off the double block. Down and good. Back-to-back kills by Hamburger. Lincoln Christian just doesn't have a whole lot of offense right now outside of Power. And even when she's in the back row, they've been going to her quite a bit. Serve across by Sheehy. From the right side, a miss hit by Christian and into the net. It looks like we might get the final timeout here for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia has taken the lead back out to 2, 21-19 here in the opening set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Good news out of Husker camp today. Coach Bo Pelini confirming that St. Cecilia graduate Zach Stirrup will play for sure Saturday against McNeese State after setting last week out. As we're back to action here, St. Cecilia will knock it across with Skoke. They lead it 21-19 over Lincoln Christian in the first set. Power from the back row, takes a swing, but it's just off the back line and out of bounds. Four in a row now for St. Cecilia to lead it 22-19. Lil Sheehy continues to be on the serve here in game one. This one's across to Ward, set by McGurr. Right side attack. There's a good swing down and good for Avery Dolliver. The freshman gets her third kill here of the opening set. Side out Lincoln Christian, and they stay in it here. 22-20, St. Cecilia. Now Dolliver to go back and serve it away. And the serve. Cross corner. Good serve. Chasing it down. St. Cecilia and Sheehy. The attack across St. Cecilia. We'll see Lincoln Christian dig it out of the net and pass it back over, and Skoke will finish it. Lincoln Christian had to scramble to get it over. They weren't back in system, and Skoke made him pay with her first kill, and now Lucy will go back and serve it away. 23-20 in favor of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, who lost to Lincoln Christian, remember, last year, not only on opening night, but twice. And here the serve is out of bounds. 23-21. Mary Claire Johnson to serve. Last year, Christian had a couple of transfers that had come in from other big-time programs and were one-year-and-done seniors. Now the serve. Johnson trying to cut it to one for the Crusaders. Across it comes to Farmer. They've got to chase it down and just tip it back over. Free ball here, dug up by Powell. Set to Power, who rolls it across, who's still in the back row. Farmer punches it across from the St. Cecilia back row, but it's deep and out of bounds. And Coach Alan Van Cura will use his first timeout. So Lincoln Christian hanging around on a couple of St. Cecilia errors. St. Cecilia 23, Lincoln Christian 22 in the opening set here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. 23-22, Mary Claire Johnson serving for the tie. St. Cecilia up one on Lincoln Christian. Free ball comes across. Johnson, the pass to McGurr to the outside. Attack taken over by Lehman. Good dig out of the back row. St. Cecilia back row attack Farmer. Lincoln Christian sets Power in the back row. Near side, miss hit, wide and out of bounds. And Lincoln Christian just going to the Power in the back row a little too much because they don't have much else to go to, I guess. And it's 24-22, St. Cecilia game point. And it's served across here by Hamburger. Set middle, the attack driven down. Lincoln Christian stays alive with Abby Powell and her first kill. 24-23, St. Cecilia still game point. Quick serve by McGurr, takes it back middle. Picked up by Farmer, set to the middle. The attack is driven across, down and good for Josie Prevett. And that will give St. Cecilia the victory in a close 25-23 opening game win over Lincoln Christian. So, as we saw in the first match with Central Catholic, a lot of kinks to work out on opening night. We'll see if it gets a little smoother in game two. We'll be back with the stats of game one after this one-minute break on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Here's the unofficial numbers from the opening game, starting with Lincoln Christian. Ashlyn Power led the way with 5 service points. One of them was an ace. She had 5 kills. Deanna Atanasio had an ace serve. Sierra Lehman, a service point and a kill. The freshman Avery Dolliver, a service point, 3 kills. Abby Powell had 1 kill. McKenna McGurr had a service point. And Mary Claire Johnson, a service point and a kill. Lincoln Christian, 11 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. For St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Claire Hamburger, 2 service points, 2 kills. Carly Wright, an ace serve and a kill. Lil Sheehy, 4 service points, 2 kills. Josie Prevett, a service point, 2 kills. And Lucy Skok, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, and 1 kill. 9 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves as St. Cecilia takes the opening set for them this season, 25-23 over Lincoln Christian. Central Catholic swept Lincoln Christian earlier tonight, 25-18 and 25-11. We'll come back with the second set between Lincoln Christian's Crusaders and the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia in 1 minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Plenty of football tomorrow for Lincoln Christian. They're going to host Bishop Newman for Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll be home against Milford Dorchester. Hastings St. Cecilia will be at Hershey. We'll have that on ESPN 1550 as we're ready to go with game number 2. And Lincoln Christian will serve it away and pick up an ace to start things off here with their setter, McKenna McGurr. That's the third ace here of this second match of the night. She'll try it again, but this one's a little deep and out of bounds. So an ace, a service error, 1-1. St. Cecilia gets to serve it away here with Claire Hamburger. Had a couple of points and 2 kills in the opening set. Plenty of football tonight. The NFL season gets underway. Green Bay at Seattle, 7:30 with 7 o'clock coverage on ESPN. 1460 and 1550, plus the UNK football season gets underway down at Northwest Missouri State at the top of the hour. Claire Hamburger with an ace serve, and St. Cecilia up 2-1. Claire Hamburger with another ace serve, and St. Cecilia up 3-1. Hamburger receiving some national recognition before the season started on the Under Armour All-American watch list with the numerous ladies from the United States, one of the 10 or 12 from Nebraska. And how about another ace? This time they tried to shift over defensively, and that just left a big hole. No one was quite sure who to take it. So Coach Power off the bench instructing her girls where they need to be, maybe trying to shadow the young freshman. So, yeah, they've got 5 back as they shift their defense. 3 straight aces for Hamburger, 4-1. And Hamburger will float this one across to Power. Here's the set, back right side. The attack is deep that time from Lehman, and it's quickly 5-1, St. Cecilia. Hamburger continues to serve strong. Wants to make this one a little bit easier for the Hawkettes. Serve across, set to the outside, Power over the double block. Did she get the line? No, just wide, just barely wide. 6-1. And again, a timeout will be taken here by Lincoln Christian. They hung in there in game number 1, fell 25-23, but right now St. Cecilia has scored 6 in a row to go up 6-1 in game 2. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 6-1, St. Cecilia.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The tough serving of Claire Hamburger continues, but this time Lincoln Christian picks it up, and there's Ashlyn Power with a back row kill. Her first of the game, her sixth of the match, so Power runs the streak to an end here. Lincoln Christian will get the ball back, 6-2, St. Cecilia, and Lehman to serve for Christian. Battle here cleanly. Hamburger sets to the outside. The attack by Prevett is good. Josie with her third kill, 7-2 St. Cecilia. Don't forget, one more match later tonight between St. Cecilia, ranked 1-2 in C2, and GI Central Catholic, ranked 5th and 9th in C1. Service error here for Farmer. And the ball goes right back over to Lincoln Christian. Best of 3-25. And that's where we are at here in game two. First one, 25-23 in favor of St. Cecilia. Now Adonasio to serve it away for Lincoln Christian. Quick work for St. Cecilia. Slapped over Prevett. Dug out. Here's the return by the freshman in Dolliver. It's overpassed and out of bounds, and Dolliver will get the kill. Fourth kill for Dolliver. And it's 7-4. Diana Atanasio tries again. And she'll float that one safely across to Farmer. Close to the net. Hamburger almost stepped across the center line, but they'll rule it good. Sheehy drives it across. Now Power returns it down and good. Ashlyn with her seventh kill for Christian. Three in a row. Lincoln Christian down 6-1. Quickly back within two. 7-5. The serve, a little more power on that one, broke through the hands of Farmer. Good get to save it there by Prevent. It is sent over, free ball. Johnson in the middle, drives it over, and then it falls. Farmer got a hand on it, and nobody else knew what to do with it. And Johnson gets the kill for Lincoln Christian. Four in a row, 7-6. And a chance now to tie it up here. As Adonasio, right from the center of the service area, fires it over to Farmer. Here's the set, Hamburger. They'll send two to the net. The swing comes from Carly Wright. Dug out. Right side attack. Power. Dug out again in the back row. That time by Rundle. Tipped over by Prevett. Dug out by Lincoln Christian. And the attack is going to be deep by Dolliver. And the score remains in favor of St. Cecilia. They keep the lead at 8-6. Lucy Skoke, the 6-foot sophomore, back in. She plays the front row. Rundle plays the back row. And the serve. Driven across by Prevett. Lincoln Christian will pass middle. Johnson from off the net is blocked. Ace block. The first of the match. Lucy Skoke. 9-6. Hawkettes. And Prevett to continue on the serve. Prevett floats it across to Ward. Here's the set by McGurr. Right side Power. That time St. Cecilia ready for it. Dug out by Prevett. Back row attack. Farmer drives it into the net. Point Lincoln Christian, and here comes Tammy Wynn in for St. Cecilia into the back row. Back to serve, Ashlyn Power, 5'8 sophomore. Again, a very young team, no seniors in the starting lineup for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia will dump it across. Power's there for the dig. McGurr sets outside, tipped over by Dolliver. Stays in the front row. Attack driven down and good. St. Cecilia's Lil Sheehy with her third kill. St. Cecilia 10. Lincoln Christian 7, St. Cecilia hung on to win game 1, 25-23. Earlier tonight, Central Catholic swept Lincoln Christian 25-18 and 11. Serve across by Carly Wright. The attack returned is wide and out of bounds. So Wright will pick up the point on serve. It's 11-7. Remember, Lincoln Christian already has used a timeout when they fell behind 6-1. And Wright to serve it away again. Goes a little deeper in the corner. Ties up Ward. Goes off the back line. Run down by Adonasio and passed across by Power. Free ball here. Set right. Middle attack. Skoke drives it down with the left hand. That'll be the second kill for Lucy Skoke to go along with an ace block. She's also got an ace serve. And five of the last 6 points for St. Cecilia They're now up 12-7. And right to Sir. Right. A lot of top spin right on the far line. They'll play it power. The attack, Dolliver off the block, dug out there by St. Cecilia and passed across. Good hustle by Farmer. Lincoln Christian goes back row again to power, and she's off the tip and good. Ashlyn with her third kill of the game, her match-high eighth kill. 12-8, though, St. Cecilia maintains the lead. St. Cecilia doesn't have anybody with more than three kills right now. A lot of their points coming on Lincoln Christian errors. They're doing a good job of keeping the ball alive. Serve across by Dolliver. Set to the outside. There's a big swing by Hamburger into the near corner. That's her first kill of the game and third of the match. 13-8. Hastings St. Cecilia looking to pick up a win. Coming off that state championship. Serve across. Backpedaling and making the play. Will be power. Dumped over by Johnson. And St. Cecilia wasn't quite ready for that one. Johnson with her third kill. Side out, Christian. 13-9. St. Cecilia holding on to the lead here after jumping out to a 6-1 advantage in game number two. Doug Duda with you here tonight on Classic Hits in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Serve is across, set to Farmer. She'll roll it into the middle, tracked down by Power. Lincoln Christian will have it punched across. A softball just sitting above the net, tip back over by Hamburger. Lincoln Christian digs it up after the initial Powell dink over, and now it ends up in the Lincoln Christian net. Point St. Cecilia, 14-9. And Prevett re-enters the front row. Skok to serve it away. The big left-hander takes something off of it, just drops it across to Ashlyn Power. Power has to take it off the back foot from the 10-foot line to Lehman, who takes it over. Quick return, Hamburger, dug out nicely by Christian. They'll go to Lehman again. That time drove it into the net. Point for St. Cecilia. Might have been a little bit of a tip on there, possible block, but we're going to go 15-9, and if it was blocked, they're going to go Hamburger. Timeout called on the floor. Final one for Lincoln Christian. 15-9, St. Cecilia up a game and leading here in game two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Grand Island, call me, Melissa Salter, at 381-5650. That's 381-5650.
With our producer engineers, Caleb Henry and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's always a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season, including tonight's high school volleyball action. As we are back to action out of the Lincoln Christian timeout, and an attack error will give St. Cecilia the point. They continue to build their lead, now setting at 16-9. Lucy Skok on the serve. Right down the middle it goes. Set to the back row. The attack driven across by Ashlyn Power. Set up there by Wright. Left side attack driven home and strong by Hamburger, her fourth kill. 17-9. As Hastings St. Cecilia almost can see the finish line right now on their opening match of the year. Skok, a lot of topspin on that one. Power has to dive after it. Dug out that time by Dolliver. Another attack error. They're trying to just place the ball right now, and it's just not working for Lincoln Christian. Skok continues the run here from the service line. Goes deeper and too deep and out of bounds. So the second service error of the game for St. Cecilia. Checking back in, Dana Rundle. And Skok will come out for the Hawkettes. Back to serve, McKenna McGurr. 18-10, St. Cecilia with the lead. And she'll toss it up. The left-handed serve is going to go deep and out of bounds. So the teams exchange service errors. 19-10, St. Cecilia with the lead and the serve. Hamburger back to serve it away. She's already got seven service points. Had three straight aces earlier in the game. Tries to serve it away again. How about another ace? That's to a different spot and a different defender, and it still works out. Ace serve for Claire Hamburger. 20-10. Coach Alan Van Kira now 5 points away from career win number 800 here tonight. What an outstanding accomplishment if they can finish it off. But as we say that, Hamburger puts it into the net and back over to Lincoln Christian. First set was 25-23. Lincoln Christian led early. St. Cecilia got the lead. Lincoln Christian battled back, was actually up 19-18, and then could not finish it off. 25-23, St. Cecilia. And another service error, this time from Lincoln Christian. So some free points being given away here late in game two. Chandra Farmer on the serve. And Farmer flies this one deep middle. Picked up by Adonacio, the libero. Trouble getting out of the way. It's punched across, passed over by Powell. Middle attack, prevent in the net called on Lincoln Christian. Ward made the dig in the back row, but net violation. And 3 points away from the win here for St. Cecilia, 22-11. And the serve floated across again at Adonacio. Set middle, tapped across Power. Dug out by Sheehy. Set right side. Wright drives it down and good. Carly Wright with the kill. Lincoln Christian is out of timeouts. It's 23-11. St. Cecilia 2 points away from the opening night victory. And then they'll take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Don't forget at the end of the match, Visco Sports postgame show. Serve driven across. Adonacio set by McGurr. Right side Power drives it off the block to Farmer. Then it's blocked by Lincoln Christian, and Power will get the block on the swing of Lil Sheehy. First ace block for Ashlyn Power. And a side out again for Lincoln Christian. And Diana Adonacio will serve it away. This one's a powerful serve to the right side. Farmer spins her around, keeps it in play. The attack across by Sheehy. Dig made, set to the outside for Dolliver. She'll drive it across, overpass that time by Rundle. Passed into the net by Lincoln Christian, but they dig it out, pass it over. Just trying to return it here is Sheehy. Good rally going on. Lincoln Christian brings it to Power. She'll go cross-court and get the kill. She's been going down the line a lot. That's where St. Cecilia defended her. Forgot to block cross-court. And Power with her ninth kill, leading the team in kills in both matches tonight. And more importantly, a point on serve here for Lincoln Christian and a chance to keep playing volleyball. Across it comes to Farmer. Short set middle and the attack error. St. Cecilia went with the short, went with the quick. And it was too short and too quick. Point, Lincoln Christian. 5 service points for Adonacio. 5 of her team's 6 here in this set. And how about an ace? Well, maybe the focus waning just a little bit there. Knowing what this will mean for coach, knowing that they've got another big match coming. But 4 in a row for Lincoln Christian. Second ace tonight in this match for Adonacio. She had one earlier against Grand Island Central Catholic. 23-15, trying to get it even closer. Serve across. They'll set it to the outside. Through the double block, Sheehy will drive it home for her 4th kill. And it is now match point for Hastings St. Cecilia. Lucy Skoke is into the front row and back to serve. Carly Wright, 24-15, St. Cecilia. The serve goes into the net. So it's 24-16, and now Lincoln Christian will serve until this game is over. Unless they can get 8 in a row. Tammy Wynn now into play back row. It's match point number 2, Power on the serve. And it's picked up by Farmer, overpassed at the net. Trouble for Lincoln Christian, should be able to pass it across. Free ball here, right back across to Lincoln Christian. Some miscommunication. They'll get a swing on it. In fact, it'll be tipped over to St. Cecilia. Here's the set to the outside. Sheehy, her attack is picked up into the front row to McGurr. And from the back row, Power drives it over. Doug Farmer. Here's the dump across by the setter, Hamburger. Lincoln Christian's able to pass it back over. Free ball here on match point. Hamburger sets. Middle to Skoke. Down and good. And St. Cecilia able to pick up the victory. 25-16 in the second set. And winning it 25-23 and 25-16. And the announcement being made here over the PA announcement that Coach Alan Van Kira has just won his 800th match as the coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. And you know the thing with all these lifelong and and longtime accomplishments is, you know, you get to 100, you're going, thank God I just survived that long. And then you get to 200 and you wonder, how long am I going to do this? And then they start recognizing them after that. And, you know, you can win 25, 28 matches a year. It's still going to take you 4 years to hit each one of those milestones. And congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia coach Alan Van Cura, career win 800. Now he wants to get 801 tonight when they play Grand Island Central Catholic. 25, 23, 25, 16 over Lincoln Christian. We'll take a break. Be back for the Misco Sports postgame show and the final stats after this timeout.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you get taken care of by Misco Sports. Here are a look at the numbers from game two for Lincoln Christian. Ashlyn Power had an ace block and four kills. Deanna Adonacio had six service points in the game. One was an ace. Avery Dolliver had a kill. McKenna McGurr had an ace serve. And Mary Claire Johnson had two kills. Seven kills, one ace block, and two ace serves for Lincoln Christian. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer, two service points. Claire Hamburger, six service points. Four of those were aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Carly Wright, two service points and a kill. Lil Sheehy, two kills. Josie Pervet, a service point and a kill. Lizzie Skoke in that set had four service points, an ace block, and two kills. St. Cecilia wasn't dominant on their attack, but again, a lot of errors they forced tonight, a lot of errors from the younger Lincoln Christian team. Eight kills, two ace blocks, four ace serves in the second set as St. Cecilia wins it by a score of 25-16. We'll come back with the cumulative numbers, and we're about 30 minutes away from the St. Cecilia GICC match. That'll get underway around 7:30. You are listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. More on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, Doug Duda with you here from Grand Island Central Catholic. A big thank you to Howard Schumann, the athletic director, and the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you volleyball on this opening night. Tuesday we'll be at Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular with Overton and SEM. And next Thursday, Kearney High and Hastings will be playing at Hastings High, and we'll have that for you as well here on Classic Hits. Here are the final overall numbers from our two-set match for Lincoln Christian. Ashlyn Power led them with nine kills. She had five service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block. Deanna Adonacio led them in serving with 7 points. Two of them were aces. Sierra Lehman, a service point and a kill. Avery Dolliver, a service point and four kills. Abby Powell had a kill. McKenna McGurr, two service points. One was an ace. Mary Claire Johnson, a service point and three kills. For Lincoln Christian, they had 18 kills, one ace block, and four ace serves as they will fall to 0-2 on the season. They were beaten earlier tonight by Central Catholic 25-18 and 25-11. They will play again Saturday at the Wahoo Invitational and then are home Tuesday against Lincoln Lutheran. They head to Syracuse 1 week from tonight. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer had four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Claire Hamburger led the team in serving with 8 points. Four of those were aces. She had an ace block and four kills. Carly Wright, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Lil Sheehy, four service points, four kills. Josie Prevett, two service points, three kills. Lucy Skoke, six service points. One was an ace, an ace block, and three kills. I had St. Cecilia for 17 kills, two ace blocks, and seven ace serves as St. Cecilia wins the season opener 25-23 and 25-16 over Lincoln Christian. They may start this a little bit before 7:30 now. They've readjusted the clock, and they have also brought the captains out here. So if you're headed to the game, probably about 7:20 first serve here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. And, of course, Hastings St. Cecilia, a very busy start to their volleyball season as they've got plenty to look forward to here over the next few days. September is a very busy time of the year for St. Cecilia, the defending state champions. As we talked with Coach Van Kura on the Doug and Daddy show yesterday, gets them off to a quick start after tonight's triangular. St. Cecilia will be playing Adams Central at home on Tuesday. They go to Gibbon on Thursday, then off to the Kearney Catholic Invite on the 13th. We will take a brief break here. Be back in about 10 to 12 minutes with our New Tech Seed pregame show. In the meantime, thanks to the folks from Lincoln Christian for their hospitality and to Coach Power. Best of luck to her and the girls the rest of the way. Central Catholic beat Lincoln Christian 25-18, 25-11, and St. Cecilia just finishes up a 25-23, 25-16 victory. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget, we've got NFL football pregame just underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550 with Green Bay taking on Seattle. Stay with us back in 15 minutes with the start of Central Catholic and St. Cecilia here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.